I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. Still eating jerky. Hope you are too, man. You're listening to Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. I'm telling you, man, this Sobe beef, Sobe meats, beef jerky, hillbilly. It is really good.
Easy for you to say.
Not really. Great. Especially when you get a mouthful of it.
We got some great gifts for Father's Day, and you still have time to make Dad happy. One of the things, if Dad's got a Weber kettle or a charcoal grill of any kind, one of the things you can get him is one of these little chimneys. It looks like an old-fashioned flour sifter. Remember?
Yeah, didn't
your mom have one of those?
Without the crank.
Apparently that was a thing. You had to, I think, sift the bugs out of it or something.
Well, it might be a draw moisture, right? Yeah. That busted it back up so you can make those
but
light
now we got
crust.
It all full of chemicals so it doesn't lump up anymore.
Right, right.
So it's a chimney. You put your charcoal on top of it. Just, I don't know. It probably holds half a cubic foot, maybe. And then you put some newspaper under it, is how it was designed. And you just get your charcoal lit in that, and it just works like a chimney. And that's why they call it a chimney.
And our turbo
you,
chimney.
You get your basic bed of coals going, and then you just dump it over in your grill and
charcoal
put
grill.
Your fresh charcoal on top of it. And it's an easy way to do it. Guys with Weber kettles love chimneys. Weber makes one, it works. It goes with the deal. Here's the thing though. I don't care what kind of grill you have, other than maybe a pellet grill or something automatic, you're always needing a good lighter. And there's one called a turbo lighter.
You're talking the light stick.
It's a flame stick. Yeah, it's long lighter, but the one that says turbo on it has it doesn't have that wimpy little flame that you can't ever get to work. It's got this clicker and sort of a, I don't know if it's from gas pressure, if there's a little fan in it or what, but it blows out a beautiful flame, kind of like a torch for your cigars.
Right.
It's very much like that. Actually, that would be even better than a turbo lighter.
Yeah.
But it's long, so you can get it down to your gas bed or your coals
right.
or whatever you're trying to light. Turbo lighter. It's a fantastic thing.
And those might be $5.99 where the
yeah,
junk ones
they're
are.
They're like $10.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're nice, but you keep your eye on it. Another thing would be like a custom apron. And here's a cool thing you can do. You can just go to Gordon Foods or something like that that sells your bulk supplies. And get just some white butcher's aprons.
Mm-hmm.
And get
and they're not expensive either. They're $6-$7
yeah,
a piece.
Yeah, and then get your kids to put their hands in paint and put their handprints on them.
Mm-hmm.
And then write Dad on it.
Big Daddy.
Great
Big
thing.
Daddy's grilling.
I still have lots of stuff like that.
Yeah.
Of course, a lighted hat or a hat light or a headlamp is always good because half the time you're grilling in the dark, especially in the winter.
Right. Fall, winter, and spring, it is dark a lot of times when you come home by the time you get the grill fired up. This time of year, the seagulls don't leave the pool till 10:15, so you're cooking in the light time, except when they want round two. That's what really sucks, is they come over, and I love the people, but you feed them around 4:30 or 5, then like 9:30, they're hungry again.
Time
right?
to go home.
Right? Well, now they're like, John, man, why don't you fire that grill up again? We got some extra burgers.
We have Three Brothers Pizza in Lowell, and they deliver.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they have to pull their wallet out.
In Wyoming, there's one brother that grills twice.
Another thing is a grill lamp.
Yep.
There's some cool iterations of those. Some hook onto the handle of your gas grill.
Right.
Some clip onto the cutting board on the side. But it's just really nice to be lit up at your grill.
I'll tell you, I got the greatest story.
You've ever been lit up at your grill?
Right. You met, I'm going to call him out. You met Stan and Melissa at our wedding, right? My wife's maid of honor. Her husband, who is an accomplished cook. I mean, he went to chef school. He's really good at what he does. But the very first time I met him, he's like, well, you're the grilling guy, you grill. I'm like, nope, dude, this is your house. That's your grill. I'm out. I'm going to sit right here.
Good move.
Right? And he's like, no, come on. I'm like, nope, you're out. But what he did is he grilled in the dark, right? It was in the spring, and he grilled in the dark.
He said he was accomplished.
But he is. But he thought he could do it in the dark because he had like a flashlight that was he was holding in his mouth, one of those little ones, and he's looking and stuff. it was raw, dude. It was brown on the outside, so he thought it was done. But I mean, he was still wagging his tail when it hit my plate.
Which is and fine I waited for me.
I waited for one of the girls to say something because I'd be damned. I was going to eat it no matter what because I told him I wasn't touching his grill, right? And this is going to be great. But when the girls finally said something, I'm
my
like, "Yeah, Stan,
full of blood.
That could use a little more heat, Stan. That could use a little more heat." And
so a grill,
but he couldn't see, so the light would have changed it. So what did I get him for Christmas? I got him a grill light.
I did. Okay, here's another good thing. And spring, winter, summer, fall, doesn't matter. An umbrella. If you don't have a covered area for your grill, you can get a nice little stand and just a patio umbrella.
You know, one of those ones where it kind of comes from the back and then it goes out over top. Those are cool,
too. Those are going to cost you some money, but I'm talking, you know, something you can do within the 150.
Yeah. I think you can get those. I've seen those in the big box stores, those ones that got a big base on them and the arms comes up.
Yeah,
and
you might
kind of telescopes over top or something.
Well, I was just thinking of the kind with just the metal stand and it's just an umbrella.
Yeah.
And you just pop it up straight
beside your grill.
Straight up.
Sure. Yeah.
Actually, in my last grill, I cut a hole in the table and I ran it right down through it.
Sure.
And I just plopped the thing in it when I was going to use it.
And I would tell you now, having built this new kitchen in my backyard, I think I built my roof too close to my grills.
Yeah.
I needed more space.
Yep.
There's only about 4 foot above from the top of the green egg or the top of my gas grill to where the roof is.
Grass grill?
Yeah, right. Have another Deschutes job. It bellows. It tends to roll and bellow, and you got to have a pretty good wind to suck it out of there is what I'm saying.
I think if you get a little fan mounted up in the corner, you can draw that out.
Right.
I saw that firsthand, and
right.
I know that. And I don't have mine built yet, but good to see.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And mine's going up quite high anyway.
Yeah,
because my garage is 10 foot.
Mine's like at 8 foot, and I probably should have done like 10, and then it'd have been better. But you know, I was buying lumber in dimensions, so it was what it was. But
and lumber's so cheap now.
Yeah,
you could have just gone longer.
Right. Yeah.
Go long.
Yeah, you'd go long on the budget if you're going to buy lumber right now, brother. But that's why mine all ended up metal. I did a ton of galvanized in it where I thought it was all going to be wood. But, you know, I can buy a 2x8 sheet of aluminum for $11. A 4x8 sheet of plywood was $77. So it's like, wow, we're going to have an aluminum back on this thing, not a board back.
So that big stack of hardwood I've got drying is maybe going to come to use.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be awesome.
And
you got that stuff cut 1 inch thick, so...
Inch and a quarter.
Yeah, the weather ain't going to hurt that a bit, ever. No. Ever, yeah. I was looking at treated plywood at $77 a sheet.
It's yeah.
Like, holy crap.
Who's treated?
Right, yeah, the only one's getting treated is the guy that made it. But anyway, all right, coming up next, we babbled through the caveman steaks. I don't want to miss that because that's kind of a Father's Day tradition right there.
That's what I was thinking.
I want you to talk about that and tell us how to cook one. I know you've got a couple methods for that. One of them is right on the fire and on the coals. That's kind of fun. So, but anyway, we'll talk caveman steaks, cold brew, IPA for me and you. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance. While you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.